I'm veering left here, and I'm having my next guest on the line. In the interest of full disclosure, he's not just someone. While I work at ESPN, he works at Fox. We've been best buddies for a very, very long time. He's a mentor, a dear friend, and to show y'all how deep our relationship goes, he also happens to be the godfather of my daughter. I'm talking about the host on Fox Sports Radio, the one and only Rob Parker. Hello, how are you? It's been a long time. What's going on, Rob Parker? How you doing, man?
Steve, how are you, my man? Great to see you. As always, thanks for having me on.
Nothing but love for you, but you know I know you crazy half the time. I love you to death. You're my man. You're my big brother. You know what you mean to me, but you know what? Every now and then you could sound insane. And when I read, literally an hour ago, I read an article, and it's Jimmy Johnson going off alluding to you and other crazy folks who would dare say that Bill Belichick doesn't deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Lo and behold, it was Rob Parker standing out above the crowd, as always, saying crazy stuff. And this might damn near top the list. Rob Parker, explain yourself, man. How the hell could you okay Bill Belichick not being a first ballot Hall of Famer? Explain yourself.
All right, let's do this. If we go back to 2020 on the Odd Couple radio show on Fox Sports Radio, I said this, Steve, 5 years ago, that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick aren't deserving of the Hall of Fame because of the cheating scandals. I applaud the pro football writers who voted against him and the people who said they're not going to accept the cheating part. We know Bill Belichick is one of the all-time great coaches, but his legacy is tarnished from the cheating scandal. Steve, this isn't just one cheating scandal. There have been like three of them. All right, even as late as 2019, when they got caught in Cincinnati, again, videotaping the signals, the defensive signals of the Bengals. And all I'm saying to you is, where is the punishment? Shouldn't there be some integrity, honesty in the Hall of Fame? I think it goes hand in hand. Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens is not in the Hall of Fame. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame either.
I almost had a heart attack on my own damn show because it was bad enough you said Bill Belichick, but then you added Tom Brady. So just to get this straight for all my listeners, all the viewers out there, everybody listening, Rob Parker is saying not only is Bill Belichick not worthy of being a first ballot Hall of Famer, but when Tom Brady is up for Hall of Fame induction in 2 years, he should be denied a Hall of Fame induction as a first ballot Hall of Famer, a seven-time Super Bowl champion, a guy that's universally recognized as the GOAT. He shouldn't be a first. Tom Brady shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Is that what you just said?
No way, no how. Tom Brady is best described as Lance Armstrong without the bicycle. They cheated, Steve. They cheated. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are connected at the hip. This is what should happen. Look at Robert Kraft. Steve, he's been denied 13 years in a row. He's not in the Hall of Fame as an owner.
Robert Kraft. He should have been. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He should have been in the Hall of Fame. If Jerry Jones could go on with three Super Bowl rings, how the hell does Robert Kraft not go in with six? And oh, by the way, Rob, let me push back on you with this. I would remind you that the videotaping, that ain't Tom Brady. And oh, by the way, the Deflategate, deflated footballs, he categorically and emphatically denied it, was taking it to the courts, and ultimately was convinced by a multitude of powers that be that it wasn't worth it. Just serve your four games, because it was reduced from six, if I remember correctly. Just serve your four games and call it a day. That's what happened. He was fighting it to the end. He never acknowledged guilt. He was never convicted of this. It was never definitively proven that Tom Brady had anything to do with Deflategate. So you're convicting him in the court of public opinion based on opinions, Rob.
Well, I have to do that because who would destroy their phone rather than cooperate with the investigation? I'll never forget the day, Steve. Peter Alexander from NBC asked him point blank in the press conference, Tom Brady, are you a cheater? He shrugged. He looked right into the camera and said, I don't think so. And the other thing is, if he didn't have anything to do with the Deflategate whole scenario, why was he texting the ball boy 100 times? And the ball boy's nickname was what, Steve? The Deflator. Tom Brady, are you kidding me? You're not buying that hook, line, and sinker that he had nothing to do with it. Go back that year. You know how many fumbles that the Patriots had in that year with the Deflategate? One fumble.
I remember.
There's a reason that the ball has to be a certain
Wait.
You know what I mean? There's a reason for that rather than anybody can take the ball.
PSI.
If you have a soft ball, you have a chance of holding on to it.
PSI is what it's called. PSI, right? Here's the thing, Rob Parker. We're talking to Rob Parker, radio host extraordinaire for Fox Sports. Oh, by the way, former writer of New York Newsday, former writer for the Detroit Free Press, former writer for the Cincinnati Inquirer. The list goes on. Teaching in school right now. Teaching in school, USC, right? Ain't you teaching USC?
USC, yeah.
I mean, you're talking, you're influencing kids. You're influencing kids' lives, Rob Parker. This is what you're doing. And you're taking a seven-time champion and you're telling them to wash him away. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. You're taking an eight-time Super Bowl champion. Was Bill Belichick cheating when he was defensive coordinator for the New York Giants? Was he cheating en route to six championships? Because he lost that year during the Super Bowl, the year of Spygate. This is Bill Belichick that we're talking about. All-time wins in postseason history and ever. You're just going to erase it and say he doesn't deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Really, Rob? That's what you're going to talk about?
Steve.
Go ahead.
I'll push back on you.
Please.
What coach has the largest fine in the history of the National Football League?
It would be Belichick, $500,000.
Bill Belichick, a $500,000 fine.
Okay.
Also, the Patriots lost draft picks.
Yeah.
And it was so egregious that Roger Goodell burned the videotapes so we never could see them. They burned the tapes because they didn't want people to see what they were doing. And that is my issue. And yes, Tom Brady benefited from the cheating because they had the other team's defensive signals. Go talk to the St. Louis Rams who lost to the Patriots. To a man, they all said they got cheated and that the Patriots knew their plays and knew what they were doing defensively, and that's why they were able to...
So what you going to do now, Rob? You're going to blame the Tuck rule on the Patriots, too? You're going to play the Tuck rule that robbed the Raiders of a Super Bowl berth and started the Patriots dynasty? You're going to blame them for that, too? I mean, what the hell are you not blaming the Patriots for? This is unbelievable. You're ignoring seven-time champion of Tom Brady. When he went to Tampa Bay, and he cheated that year, too? That's what he did, Rob Parker?
He didn't have to cheat every year. Yeah, but he cheated, Steven. You even have to admit. Can I get you on the record to say
No.
The Patriots cheated. The Patriots never cheated.
No. Listen, I'm not going on the record to saying that. Why? Because, damn it, we don't have definitive evidence that that's what happened. We have plausible deniability. I know that much. By the way, Robert Kraft, again, I don't think he should be denied entry into the Hall of Fame. You're saying people holding that against him. He sat up there and said flat out he accepted a fine. It was a $250,000 fine for the organization. It was a $500,000 fine for Bill Belichick. It was a confiscation for draft picks. And Robert Kraft sat up there and got interviewed on camera on Monday Night Football. I'll never forget it. And he sat up there and said, he told his own coach, better not happen again. Nothing like this had better ever, ever happen again. So he didn't have an association with it, but nevertheless, he's been held out of the Hall of Fame as well. How do you feel, Rob Parker, about these reporters that are in hiding? That don't want to reveal. At least you stand. At least you got the courage to be right here on camera, right here over the national radio airwaves, letting everybody know you don't believe Tom Brady nor Bill Belichick should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. What about all of these people in our industry hiding like a bunch of wusses? What about them?
No, I agree that you shouldn't hide from your vote. And in baseball, you know, I have a baseball Hall of Fame vote. I don't vote for football, but Steve. You check your ballot. Do you want your ballot to be public? I always check that box. This past year in the Baseball Hall of Fame, I didn't vote for any players. I didn't think any of them were worthy of a Hall of Fame. I'm not ashamed of that, and you shouldn't be ashamed of your vote, and you shouldn't be afraid to acknowledge if you voted for somebody or if you didn't. Your ballot should be public, so I'm with you on the transparency of the voters. You should not be afraid. If you're afraid to let people know who you voted for, then something's wrong with it. Because if you really believe it, you've done your homework, You've done your, you have a conviction on who you believe should be in or shouldn't be in. That should be your vote. And I'm cool with that.
Rob Parker, what about, I mean, I'm looking at this right now and you got these guys, again, they don't want to reveal it. And I get that part. Let's go to baseball for a second here, because that's your, you know, you got a Hall of Fame vote there. Were you an individual that felt that Pete Rose shouldn't have been in the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely. Even in death, I would, if they put Pete Rose's name on the ballot, I would not vote for him. I just wouldn't.
Rob Parker, where did Pete Rose star for most of his career? I know he was a Philadelphia Phillies too. Where did Pete Rose
Cincinnati
star?
Reds.
The Cincinnati. Weren't you writing for the Cincinnati Inquirer around those times?
No, I came after, I know the history of Pete there. Right. And my point is, for 14 years, he lied. Baseball had all the evidence. He was gambling on the game as a manager and a player. That messes with the integrity of the game. Nobody's bigger than the game. And guess what? Pete Rose didn't get in, and the Baseball Hall of Fame is still fine in Cooperstown. And I have no issue if not only is Bill Belichick not a first ballot, but he doesn't get in at all. And the same goes for Tom Brady.
So if you're saying one gets if, the Hall good, of, if the Hall of Fame, if the Hall of Fame said forever, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are not a Hall of Famer at all, you have no problem with that?
I have no problem with that, because
then what credibility is? Then what credibility does the Hall of Fame have if you don't have an 8-time champion and a 7-time champion in the damn Hall of Fame? Why should we pay attention to anything that comes along with the Hall of Fame if you don't have them in it?
Well, what it tells you is that they have standard, and that's why I applaud the writers who voted against Bill Belichick, because I think there's an integrity factor and there's an honor and honesty factor that these guys put in. I admire them for standing up.
My God.
Do you think I thought they would do it? I don't. I thought there would be a rubber stamp for Bill Belichick and a rubber stamp for Tom Brady. This is the greatest thing that ever happened, because it renewed my faith in writers.
It renewed your faith.
Looking for integrity.
It renewed your faith. You're talking to kids. You're leaving here to go talk to kids at USC, and you're saying this drivel. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I can't believe this. Let me ask you this, Rob Parker. So, you know, when you look at the media right now and you see the position that they're taking, and you're an advocate of keeping them completely out of the Hall of Fame, okay? How will the Hall of Fame be legitimate in any way? And by the way, while I'm asking that, what about those who ain't even using Spygate, but are talking about Bill Belichick's truculent attitude towards them, dismissive attitude towards the media, etc., as a reason to keep him out of the Hall of Fame? Are you a supporter of that too?
Absolutely not. And this is where, Steve, I'm going to give you the perfect example.
Go ahead.
Barry Bonds, when he played, was really bad to the writers, okay? Terrible, okay? And guess what? Barry Bonds won 7 MVPs because the writers didn't hold it against him. He was the best player in the game, and they voted for him. Even though he wouldn't talk to us, he treated us like dirt. Now, you fast forward all the way to the Hall of Fame, and people think, oh, it's the writers because Barry wasn't nice, so they're being mean to him and they don't want to vote for him. It has to do with the PEDs and the juice. That's the reason why some people... I voted for Barry Bonds all 10 years he was on the ballot. You know why?
Why?
Because he was never busted by Major League Baseball, never tested positive, and never suspended. Right. If that was the case with Bill Belichick, then he should be voted in.
Even though his head doubled in size. I got that part, Rob. But my point to you is this. Well, you know what? Tom Brady has categorically denied, you know, that Deflategate.
He was suspended, Steve, for 4 games. Yeah, he was suspended.
Yeah. But people get arrested and proclaim their innocence. Does arrest mean guilt? Do we not have a process? I mean, was he convicted in a court of public opinion because the NFL was all over him and suspended him? And obviously, you know what? They have rules and regulations that favor them. I love the NFL, don't get me wrong, but I like the ruling that came down last year when their arbitration process was challenged, because arbitration would usually have to go through the same people that suspended them, which didn't make any sense. So Tom Brady had no win in all of that. What about that reality?
Now, I'm with you. You can't be the judge, jury, and executioner. And okay, I agree that system, the way it was set up with Roger Goodell, was bad. But in this case, when Tom Brady texts a ball boy 100 times and there's a deflate, and his nickname is the deflator, I'm going to believe that Tom Brady was involved. Tom Brady was the one who lobbied the NFL. about them using their own footballs when they were on offense. Him and Peyton Manning did this, and they took advantage of the situation. And that's why Tom Brady should be kept out of the first ballot Hall of Fame vote. And I hope the writers don't lose their courage
and
give Tom Brady the same smoke they just gave Bill Belichick.
Rob, you do know that you work for Fox, right? And Jimmy Johnson.
Don't tell anybody.
And Jimmy Johnson stars at Fox for many, many years. And now the new biggest star at Fox is Tom Brady. I mean, do you have any idea the words that are coming out of your mouth and who they're coming out of your mouth about? Rob Parker. Do you realize this?
I realize it. I'm just giving an honest take. And I think that if I had a vote, which I do not, if I had a vote, Steve, I would have voted in line with the same writers who did not, and the people who did not vote for for Bill Belichick. I would have been in that group, and I would have raised my hand just like I did on the radio yesterday. Right. I said this five, you know this, Steve, I don't run from anything. I'm going to say I'm on board with this, and people should think about the cheating in the game. That's what we want to stop. Send a very big message to everybody. Play by the rules, be fair, and you'll be treated fairly.
What did you once say about Mickey Mantle? The late, great Mickey Mantle. What did you once say, Rob? Remind the audience what you once said, Rob.
That he was a drunk and a bad father, but that was because...
oh, my God. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You understand what I'm saying to you, man? The things that you're saying, you make me seem like a choir boy. You understand that?
That was the most mail that Newsday ever got on a column was my Mickey Mantle column when he passed away, and I'll get it. But again, it was the idea that what I would rather, my whole premise was I'd rather have a star be a fan of a player today than back in the 50s when they used to hide all of their warts and ills. And Mickey Mantle could have been a really even better player had he not been a guy who drank too much. And that's all I wrote about, which was the truth.
Last question. You know who these 10, 11 voters are that they'll vote Tom Brady in. I mean, the Bill Belichick in to the Hall of Fame as a first ballot. You know them, don't you? You know who the hell they are, don't you?
No, I don't. I wish I did know.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I don't know who they are, but you know what? I would buy them lunch if I could actually get a chance to know who they were. I would buy them lunch.
Rob Parker doesn't want Bill Belichick going in to the Hall of Fame at all. 8 Super Bowl championships, first in NFL, number one in NFL. 6 Super Bowl wins as a head coach, number one in the NFL. 12 Super Bowl appearances overall, number one in the NFL. 31 postseason wins, number one overall. 17 division titles, number one overall. Tied for second in postseason wins and Coach of the Year awards, Bill Belichick. That same dude you don't want in the Hall of Fame at all. And then to add salt on the wound, you've said to the world, Tom Brady shouldn't be in either. I'm going to give you one last chance. Are you sure you want to die on this ward? Are you sure that you want to stick with this? I know the answer because I know you, but I'm going to ask anyway. Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm absolutely positive. And one thing you left out on that list, number one, Bill Belichick, the biggest fine of any coach in the history of the NFL because he got caught cheating. That's not on your list while you name all these other accolades. Remember that. No one has ever been fined $500,000 as a coach and had draft picks taken away. That's what Bill Belichick did. His work was so dirty that the league had no choice but to do that and burn the evidence. That's all you need to know, Steve. Come to the right side. Get off the dark side. That's all I'll say to you.
I like being on the dark side, so it don't bother me at all. Don't bother me. Your goddaughter says hello, man. I talk to
Tell you. Tell Nyla, you know I love her. And my man, love you too, bro.
You're insane. I love you too, bro, but you're insane. The one and only Rob Parker for Fox Sports. Tell everybody what time your radio show comes on, my brother.
7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check it out, The Odd Couple with Kelvin Washington and myself. And check out my baseball website. The season's right around the corner, MLBBro.com.
Do you know, Rob, that no matter who you're with in the country, if not the world, it would be The Odd Couple because nobody's like you. Nobody's like you. Get out of here, man. I'll talk to you later.
Take it easy, man. Bro.